Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, Ireland is facing a refugee crisis unlike anything ever seen before. However, turning people away is not an option. That's according to the Thánaiste. But as accommodation runs out and some asylum seekers face sleeping on our streets next week, can struggling towns be asked, really, to take in more arrivals? Community and business groups in Killarney have called for a pause on any further intake of refugees and international protection applicants, as they say services are overwhelmed and at breaking point. Drive Time's John Cook is in the popular Kerry tourist town for this us this evening, and he's with me now. John, tell us more about what's being said there.
Yeah, Cormac, it's a wet day on the lovely streets of Killarney today, but there are still some tourists around enjoying the horse-drawn jaunting cars or touring the Ring of Kerry. I saw a lot of local weddings at hotels too. But business groups in the town fear the tourism trade that sustained them for over 250 years is suffering and will suffer more as mid-price hotels are becoming temporary accommodation centres for refugees and asylum seekers. While they say business at the trade at bars in particular and restaurants is down 40%. Also, local service providers like GPs say they're swamped and having to turn away new patients. As we heard from Dr. Gary Stack on Drive Time last week, he's taken on 150 Ukrainian refugees here, but he warned that local health services are at a stage of collapse. Now, according to the Department of Children, some 3,741 hotel beds in Kerry are contracted for Ukrainian refugees. That's the third highest number after Dublin and Donegal. And local representatives estimate they have nearly 3,000 refugees and international protection applicants in the town of Killarney. The numbers aren't exact because they continue to rise, including throughout the past week, I'm told. So while many I met on the streets in the rain didn't want to comment publicly on what they called a sensitive or controversial subject, some agreed to share their views, as you'll hear.
I'm really sympathetic to the refugees, but like, I just want us to have enough services for them. We need to provide enough doctors, enough school places, and we need to have housing for them. It's only fair, it's what they deserve as well. Like, we have a housing problem and our GPs, books are full. So
You've seen problems at the doctor yourself?
They just had someone at the counter and they're not taking anybody.
Someone who was sick being turned away from the doctors?
Yes, they can't open their books to locals or to anybody else. It's just in general that, you know, you need to make sure the services are there.
Killarney overloaded. It's too many. They all work around and just nobody spend money. Next year there will be no tourism here. Like, Americans coming, our tourists coming, where are they going to stay?
That's your worry in business here. You came to Killarney a long time ago yourself?
I am here nearly 8 years here. I'm business here. Killarney people lovely. Mm-hmm. Yes,
is that welcome running out, I'm wondering, for the many thousands that are coming here now in recent months?
It's very hard to say. It is, it just, you know, I'm worried about tomorrow.
We had a hen party 2 weeks ago, and 2 weeks before the hen, there was about 30 of us going. The accommodation cancelled on us and said that there was refugees coming. And if that was a wedding, it would be even more disappointing. The only thing is, I suppose, it is a humanitarian crisis, so like, there is probably a level of understanding there.
Look, I don't want to kind of sound harsh or sound anyway kind of smart about the whole thing, but Killarney is a tourist town, and the fact is that this year it's caused an awful lot of problem on accommodation point of view. Like, as I said, look, it's great to be able to help the Ukrainians and everyone else that's in that situation, because, look, it could be your story tomorrow, mine.
Can the town cope with more arrivals if it has to happen?
I really don't think so. And I don't say that against anyone, but I genuinely don't think so, you know.
That's shoe shop owner Frank Coffey and others in the streets of Killarney. What about the views of more recent arrivals there, John, like the growing Ukrainian community?
Yeah, I was interested to hear from them because many have been here since March, Cormac, when the war began, and have become part of the community in Killarney through having kids in local schools or joining local groups or working in the town. As we saw last week, when there was a huge outcry over plans to move 130 of them from Hotel Killarney to Westport in County Mayo at short notice, forcing a U-turn from the government which allowed them to stay. Mother of three, Olga from Kyiv, was one of those relieved to be able to stay. I met her with her 4-month-old baby Marco. He was born in County Kerry in June. And when I met them today at a local hotel, she told me she's happy to have a local GP and school places for her older boys. But she has been meeting new Ukrainian families arriving this week who aren't so lucky.
So some new people asked me to help them with school and with GPs, but we found that there is no place in schools and no place for GPs to have new clients. And I really don't know what will they do, because I don't know what to do with your son when he arrived here and when he has no school here. What should he do? Some of schools proposed us to start a new school year for the next year, from next September, but it's 12
months. So you're hearing some people may not get a school place year, or what about people with babies and children like you, or older people who need doctors? What's the situation?
Yes, they need doctors and they need some supplements, but I really don't know what will they do, because they need a referral for it. How can they get their medicine? Really, I don't know.
Olga, you've moved from one tourist hotel to another in Killarney. What happens when the tourist season returns in the new year? Or are Ukrainian families talking about that now?
We are afraid of that because we have no information about it. So we are happy to stay. But will we have another movement since March or since winter? We really don't know. So first of all, we are expecting that the war will end, because our big dream is to turn back to our safe home.
Yeah.
And we are reading news every day and we are shocked. It's not a good situation. And we hope that it will end and we'll go home, and we'll thank you for every job you do for us.
And that is Olga and the very cute sounds of 4-month-old baby Marco there, with no return date, John, no end to the war in Ukraine in sight. They may be in Killarney realistically well beyond the winter.
It looks very likely, Cormac, sadly, for the people of Ukraine. And though Olga's family and other Ukrainians were allowed to remain in Killarney last week, they have moved from one hotel to another to make room for asylum seekers from other countries in their former accommodation. So local community groups say this has effectively become a fourth direct provision centre for the town, even if it's temporary, where this town, international protection applicants have been supported for over 20 years by the Killarney Asylum Seekers Initiative. Their chairperson, Sheila Casey, told me they have now had to suspend some of their services because, she said, they're at breaking point, struggling to cope with helping so many refugees and asylum seekers now. Queues coming out the door of their drop-in centre at Beach Street in Killarney, which is the first port of call and maybe the only port of call, she says, for thousands of people arriving in recent months, because there isn't any other service available.
So they would be coming to them there to help them with their social welfare, with their medical assistance, anything really, any queries, they really come to CASI with them. And again, we have huge problems there because we have the language problem, and we're trying to give them services, but we feel we're inundated with all the bureaucracy and the filling out of the forms and all of this. So the services that we would like to give to the Ukrainians, like English classes, we've had to stop them in the last few weeks because we basically don't have any room in our office. And, you know, we've people queuing outside the doors for our services. We are just inundated. Our staff are stretched. They're all absolutely exhausted. So we're in a situation where, you know, we really can't cope, to be honest. That's the way it is.
As more and more asylum seekers and refugees arrive to Killarney, as they have done even in the last week, are you being offered increased resources, more staff, more help?
Yeah, we're being offered increased resources and more help, but we don't have the space in our office to do it. We have people queuing outside the doors. You know, we have two girls working with the asylum seekers and we have three girls working with the Ukrainians. The offices are just chock-a-block from 9 o'clock in the morning until 7 and 8 o'clock in the evening.
You're saying you can't cope. That's why the English classes are gone. You've had to suspend some services. Yeah. What is your call, so, to government, as more and more people need a place to stay?
My call to government is, you know, all our services are stretched so far. I'm maybe calling on other departments to come on board with the Department of Children and maybe help them out, like the Department of Social Welfare, the Department of Health. We've just heard now that City West is temporarily closed at the moment, and there will be more coming into the country, so where are they going to go?
Are you asking the government not to send more people to
Killarney? I'm not asking them not to send more people, but to consider the services before they do send extra people here to the town to us. I would say think about it, yeah, before they do send us any more. Or maybe a pause for the moment until we get on top of what we have at the moment.
That's Sheila Casey of the Killarney Asylum Seekers Initiative calling for a pause, as you heard there, on further refugee arrivals. What does the government have to say about that, John?
Well, I put the concerns of those I met in Killarney to Minister Roderick O'Gorman's office, Cormac, and in a statement this evening, the department points to huge numbers of 16,500 people in our international protection system right now, more than twice last year's figures, the figures from this time last year, along with, of course, the arrival of 54,000 Ukrainian nationals here. The significance of these numbers, I'm told, sees temporary emergency accommodation being used often at very short notice. It's acknowledged this is causing difficulties for local communities. And however, though, it does mean advance communications, I'm told, are not as comprehensive or as early as the department would like. The statement also points to the paused entry at the City West Transit Hub in Dublin that we've been hearing about today and the government's urgent search for additional accommodation. And it mentions how they've no alternative but to use accommodation as soon as it becomes available. So it seems like that could be wherever it becomes available, including here in Killarney. The Fianna Fáil Mayor of Killarney, Niall Kelleher, is also president of the local Chamber of Tourism and Commerce, and he says this situation is becoming a growing worry for local businesses and everyone in the community.
And I'm speaking to many business owners who have concerns in relation to, will the volume of tourism come to the town? And it has sustained our town for 250 years. And let me be clear, we're very welcoming of people who are fleeing war. We've proven that here in Killarney, and we've shown all of that. But businesses have a concern in that regard. And what businesses are very, very much looking for in the community here in Killarney is communication. It's not just about identifying beds for these people. It's as important to have the services. It's as important to be able to facilitate the people that are here in our communities, as well as our own local populations and residents in the town. It would be remiss not to acknowledge that there are challenges, but I think we're most effective when there is open and honest communication and dialogue in relation to those challenges.
Well, you hear very clearly that some people might be on the street next week, so the government departments seem to have no alternative but to take any bed they can find right now. Are you saying no more refugees and asylum seekers in Killarney?
I'm not saying that. But we have to have a pause on what we're looking and the numbers that we have here. We have to get the services right. You've heard from the other speakers earlier on. We are doing a disservice to everybody if we're not to be able to deal with this wholesomely and properly.
And there is the Mayor of Killarney and President of the local Chamber of Commerce, Councillor Niall Kelleher, there ending John Cook's report. You're texting us, and there are alternate views, differing views on this one, to 51551. A listener says the numbers of asylum seekers and refugees arriving is out of proportion for this small island with its own problems. But another listener says Ireland must honour its promise to look after immigrants and build, whatever the cost. You can continue texting to 51551.